Good afternoon, Freilich and Hanukkah, and look forward to Parshas Miketz this week. It's the beginning of the Parsha. The Torah tells us, "Vayhi Miketz Shinasayim Yamim," and it was at the end of 2 years. Ufaroch Olein Vinei Omed Al Hayor, and Paro's famous dreams take place. And Rashi comments right away, "Vayhi Miketz Ketargumo Misof." At the end, "V'chol Lashon Ketz Sofu." Anytime that we have the word Kate, it refers to the end. And as true as what Rashi says is, it even goes a little bit further. Kate usually refers to when it's the end of some sort of long process, when it's the end of our geula. Yaakov Bikesh, right, Yaakov wanted to reveal the Kate. He wanted to reveal what was going to happen at the end of the times. Kate kol basar balafanai, we said earlier in Sefer Bereishis, the end of mankind because of all the terrible things that they did. So Kate is more than just another synonym for ending, but it really implies on a deeper level that there was a process and that process has come to its culmination. So what is the significance of putting that here? Vayhimi Kitch Nasanyaim, that it was the end of 2 years. Okay, it was the end of 2 years. That's what it happens to be. And Paro's having dreams. But what does it signify in terms of a process that has taken place? Why would the Torah focus on something which seems to be a little bit deeper than just a way of saying that it is the end of the process? So the Rav Zichron Levracha suggested that in fact what you see is that this was the culmination of a process. And the chiddush that the Torah is teaching us and the unique aspect that the Torah is teaching us is that it's not only a process which exists on a communal, on a national level, one of redemption, one that has these huge goals of having, you know, accomplished something major. That's not the only thing which is the case. That's not the only thing which is the culmination of a process. But you can have a process on an individual level as well. You can have a process of personal maturation. You can have a process of personal development. You can have somebody who's going through and realizing that I have to keep things moving in the right direction. And that's what happened with Yosef. When Yosef, at the end of the 2 years, Yosef is at the precise moment of having reached whatever that pinnacle was, whatever that state was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed him to be at in order for the story to play out the way that it did. Yosef's period of time that he spent in the pit wasn't a period of time where he sat there and relaxing, but it was a time when he grew. It was a time that he developed. It was a time that he became a better person, a deeper person, and a better Eved Hashem. And the lesson that the Torah is teaching us, that it was only at the end of the process that things could go the way they were supposed to go. And it's true for every person. Each of us are trying to live a life of growth. We have our responsibility to make sure that whatever stage we are at, wherever we may be, we have to do our part in making sure that we are constantly moving in the right direction. When will that process end? We don't always know. Yosef didn't know when the process was going to end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us that in fact Yosef had reached that point when the process was supposed to be over and when he was ready. Our job is to keep things moving in the right direction, to take stock, to pause occasionally and just make sure that we're on the continuum, that we're on the path, that we're looking and making sure that we're not just on autopilot, but that we look into our lives and asking ourselves the important questions of why are we here? What are we supposed to accomplish? What are the goals? What do we want to do? And when we ask those questions to ourselves, then we can put ourselves on this path of a kate, of not just a national kate, but the personal one as well. The parasha continues that when, at the end of the same Leah, so the Sar HaMashkim suggests to Paro, right, Eschato Ay Ani Mazkir Hayom, I recall the error that I've made. Paro Katzaf Al Avodov, Paro was angry and put me into jail. V'nachamo Chalom, B'layla Achar Ani V'hum, we had dreams, Ish Kifisun Chalmo Chalom, no? And then he says, V'shami Tonu, and with us there was this Jewish boy, Eved L'Sar HaTabochim, and we told him, and he was an accurate predictor or translator of the dreams. Vayika Asher Pasar Lanu Ken Hayom, like he had interpreted for us, that's what happened. Vayishlach Paro Vayikrat Yosef, and Paro went and he called to Yosef. Vayiritzuhu Min Habor, and they rushed him from the pit. Vayigalach Vayachleif Simosov, and they trimmed, he got a haircut, and got new clothes, Vayavol Paro, and he came to Paro. It's a great story. But what significance is it that they rushed? Okay, they rushed. Vayiritzuhu min habor. Why does that matter? Why is that so significant? Maybe it did, not that it couldn't have happened, but why does the Torah feel the need to explain to us and to teach us for all time that Yosef was rushed from the pit, that he wasn't just taken and didn't take a few hours, he was rushed from the pit? So Chavetz Chaim says that what the Torah wants to teach us and what the Torah is reminding us is that Yeshuas Hashem keheref ayin. The salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come just like that in the blink of an eye. And it's not that Paro wanted him to come quickly, the Torah is relating to us, but it's that Yosef was in the depth, everything was so difficult, he had no idea how this was going to happen, he didn't know how this was going to develop, he didn't know what the future of the Jewish people was going to be, he didn't know what role he would have in it. But as he was in the depths of the jail in Egypt, like that, in a moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yeshua. And it's like that at every point in life. We are sometimes in difficult situations and we don't see a clear path out. We can't imagine to ourselves what scenario is going to bring this to pass. And yet the Yeshua Hashem Keref Ayin, not only can the potential for Yeshua be there, but it can change like that in ways that we can't even comprehend, the ways that we can't even imagine. And that's what Yosef is. He's in prison. He has nobody. He's relying him best on the Sar HaMashkim, and suddenly he's rushed out of the pit. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rambam says. He's rushed. Our job is to try and strengthen our amunah, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our resolve and the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the plan. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, somehow Yeshua Hashem Keref Ayin, we hold on to the hope, because the Yeshua, the salvation, can come even when we least expect it and in the ways that we least expect it as well. I wanted to mention, at least briefly, at least tell a story that I saw, which is not related to the Parsha per se, but I guess we can call it current events, to the passing this week of the senior Gadol Hador, Rav Steinman Zecher Tzadik Levrachan, Eretz Yisrael, 104 years old. And somebody, Rav Aviner, wrote a beautiful hesped about how the normal Gadol, he had a quality to him of just simplicity and anivus and humble and just living his life to do the right thing. No luxuries. His apartment was a simple place. He had a bowl of oatmeal, and that was soupy oatmeal. That was basically all that he ate. He was a very frail man. And he wasn't looking for anything more. People offered to redo his apartment and other things. No, he didn't want to have any of it. This was sent a story that it happened, and again, just perhaps an insight into who he was, and one that maybe we can learn from as well. But it once happened that there was on Purim, and there was a certain person who came to Rav Steinman with $5,000, and he asked him to give it to a certain person, learning in the Kollel, who did not have enough money, but was always embarrassed to take money. And he thought that the only way that he could possibly would take the money is if Rav Steinman himself would give him the money. There's no way he could turn down the Rosh Yeshiva. The Gadol Hador gives him the money. He's not going to say, "I'm sorry, I'm not taking it." So that was the plan, and he gave him the $5,000. After a few hours. Rav Steinman was looking around the house frantically, and everybody couldn't figure out why was he looking so frantically. He couldn't find the money. And he had spent Purim trying to figure out where this money was, and apparently the money was stolen. So the day after Purim, he called the person whose money it was, and he told them that the truth is that technically speaking, the money was stolen, and did not really even have the status of a shomer, and I wasn't posheya. I was just a shliach to pass it on. But he said, "Aval ani harei avo od ma'at le'olam ha'emes. I'm going to get soon to the world of truth. V'yishalu osi, and they're going to ask me le'in dinei shamayim. They're going to ask questions about this. Were you really responsible? Did you do everything that you can do? Maybe there should have been more you could do. And he says, therefore, I am going to pay the money himself. So he explained to him that on Purim itself, I found a few hundred dollars of my own, and I gave it to him. And I went and I took out a loan from the Neuwirth, and I'm going to take from another Gemach as well. And then I'm going to keep paying back the loan with my own money in order to pay back this money. And the key was the line that he said at the end. He says, "Ki kedai l'shalim gamaya chamishim elav dollar." It's worth paying even $150,000, the yoser, and even more. Kedai l'achsoch she'la'achas pachos bahu alman. To have one less thing that they can ask you about in the world to come. Such was the Yiras Shamayim in a simple way. He understood, I'm not here to gain anything. I'm here to do avodas Hashem. I'm here to pass through, to do everything that I can to grow. And then we get to the Olam HaEmes. In the Olam HaEmes, there aren't going to be excuses. And whatever questions I can get rid of, it's my responsibility here to do whatever I can. Again, a simple person, and I think the path for us is to try and learn from the inspirational life that he and the other Gedolim live, and that should be the zechus. For his neshama, learning from it, and allowing us to grow. Just to finish off with one of those trivia questions, there's one word referring to an object which is mentioned numerous times in this week's parsha, and is never mentioned again in Tanakh. What is that word? Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilich and Chanukah.